This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Randy Moeller will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. You got Panthers, Red Wings tonight. You will hear the game here on 560 QAM. Somebody texted in, no Tyreek Hill talk. We gave you about an hour and a half of it yesterday. It happened during the show. I don't know if you saw, the Miami Herald had tweeted out, amidst trade rumors and a day after a domestic dispute involving his wife and child, Miami Dolphins star Tyreek Hill was served with divorce papers on Tuesday. His wife, Lakita Vaccaro Hill, says their marriage is irretrievably broken.
Yeah, so, yeah.
We talked about it yesterday. I'd like to be done with Tyreek Hill as a Miami Dolphin, and it's not just the personal reasons. I think there's football reasons as well. I think you're going to have diminishing returns, and I think you started to see an unhappy player towards the end of last year, certainly in the final game, and I'd just kind of like to cut bait at this point.
Do I think he's a great human being? No. He's still a top five NFL receiver.
Is he, though?
He is.
Yeah.
You got it. You got Jet. You got Jamar Chase. Can you go much deeper than that? Like, I would – he's the top five. We can argue some other ones, but when talent's going to overcome, but I think it's enough – tea leaves or smoke, there's fire of all the things that happened with him and his wife. And I hope she goes off and she's happy and she gets out of this. I think it's a bad situation. But, yes, he's going to be on the team. And if he goes to the right team, he might win a Super Bowl. So if he leaves, don't be upset if he goes and has success somewhere else. But you just have to know. To your point, Hawk, if you're done with him, be done with him. But don't say, oh, Chris Greer made a bad decision, because he's still – top 10 guaranteed. I can argue top 5.
I'm looking right now at top receivers in the league. You tell me. Justin Jefferson.
Got him.
Jamar Chase.
Got him.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
He's around there.
CeeDee Lamb.
Yes. CeeDee got him.
Devontae Adams.
Too old.
Puka Nacua.
No.
Mike Evans.
Too old.
Nico Collins.
No.
AJ Brown.
Now you're getting into
Malik Nabers.
I'd like Malik over him. Yeah, young and can play.
Devontae Smith?
No. AJ's better than Devontae. They're on the same team.
But before this situation, we talked about the financial ramifications of trading him this offseason, why it would actually be beneficial to wait until next offseason to get out from his what's going to end up being a $50 million cap hit next season. I wonder if this changes that from the Dolphins'
right
perspective.
Because, you know, again, to make the analogy of the Heat with Jimmy Butler, there were financial implications as to why it was beneficial to keep him for this season. And again, I hesitate to make an analogy because Jimmy Butler does not have any kind of transgressions like that. So
no.
I don't like making that analogy right now. But there is a point, again, where it's just diminishing returns. And if the question is, do you think last year's season with Tyreek Hill was a harbinger of what's to come with him and the Miami Dolphins, or do you think last year's season was an aberration?
And that's the thing. And even yesterday, even hearing about the domestic dispute, watching that video of him run to the balcony with holding his little infant baby, like that doesn't make me feel good about him
right.
as a man. But are we putting that in the pot with his football ability? Because I still think he's a very, very good receiver, a Pro Bowl receiver. If Tyree goes to the Pro Bowl next year, would you be surprised?
No.
So we have,
but I would also not be surprised if he didn't go to a pro. How old is he?
32?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't go to a Pro Bowl again.
I think he can go.
31.
Right team.
Just turned 31.
So, and that's, and you know what? And that's the thing. Honestly, the decision Dolphins have to make, too. The contract dispute and when it's more advantageous to get rid of him and trade him and what you get back for him, that's all on Chris Greer, and that's a GM's decision. But are we talking about football only, or are we talking about him as a human being?
Right. Well, I think you have to consider both. I'm you know, willing to overlook some stuff. I mean, you saw it in Cleveland with Deshaun Watson, right?
Yeah.
The conversation was about him as a human being, but the football side was so positive that you overlooked what seemed to be really weird behavior from
yes.
that guy. And now the conversation is about football, and you wish maybe that you had taken some of the warnings from personal life.
The personal side.
Yeah.
And that's
a new radio game show, by the way. I'd like Ooh. You to write that down for the circle back. Solana, harbinger or aberration? Because we could do that with a lot of things. Is this a harbinger or an aberration?
Mm-hmm.
Work on an open for that, Jimmy.
You got it.
All right.
Let me see this.
They give away these Heat tickets while you're looking that up. Heat host the Wizards. It's the final game of the regular season. Heat have two games left, right? New Orleans and Washington. New Orleans on the road?
Yes, tomorrow night.
New Orleans on the road, and then Washington. When is that? Sunday?
Sunday, 1 p.m., early, the matinee.
All right, so final game, four tickets. We have four tickets to give away, Heat and Wizards. What caller number do you want to take?
11.
11. 11. 305-567-0560. What are you looking at?
I looked at domestic athletes charged with domestic violence. The first three are my friends.
Mm.
So, but, you know, hell. We're not that good of friends. Floyd Mayweather, did you give up on him? He's a woman beater.
Right.
Randy Moss. Chad Johnson headbutted that lady.
Randy Moss?
Yep. Randy Moss got in 08.
Really?
Yep. Manny Ramirez.
Are these allegations or are these?
These are pled guilty to, charged with.
Well, that's kind of a down.
Dez Bryant, arrested, 2012.
Anything on Matheus Buzelis?
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I'm good, if that's the...
Daryl Strawberry, we know his story. With Ray Rice, everybody knows that story.
Vile.
Yeah. Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd?
Guilty. 04 domestic violence. Pled guilty. A friend of mine, Randy Starks. 06.
I'm done with sports.
Warren Sapp. Everybody know he's crazy.
I'm going to start following gamers.
Santonio Holmes. You know Brandon Marshall.
It might be worse, Hawk, honestly.
I was going to make the joke. I had a punchline coming.
But I looked it up to see, like...
Oh, we overlook this stuff.
We overlook it all the time.
All the time.
So do you get rid of him because of...
I was more towards the end of last season of getting rid of him because of exactly what the Heat went through with Jimmy Butler, which was like, this guy, he doesn't want to be there. He's showing he doesn't. When it seems like he's going to be there, though, then he's giving you the answers that you want to hear. I'm happy to be here, but I just feel like we've seen this movie before.
Yes, and very sporadic personalities, trolling on. I'm not fighting for him to be here, but I just want people to know that if you want to get rid of him, don't be upset when he goes and has another 1,200 yards.
Or doesn't command what you think he might command on the trade market.
You get a third and a seven, and he goes and has 1,200 yards for the Ravens or something like that.
It's everything, though, because you were hoping this offseason, not that he would play good soldier, but he would be committed to trying to make amends for how the season ended last year, and it's been the complete opposite. He's trolling and continuously trolling.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's Ja Morant. You think Ja Morant, like, after you get dinged for the thing, okay, you're going to stop, and now you're throwing grenades into the crowd.